The second Sunday of every month, we take time for communion. And we participate in an open table, which means you don't have to be a member here in order to celebrate communion. But what you need to do is have surrendered your life personally to Jesus Christ. I want to share some from the scriptures that talk about communion from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, if you care to follow along, but it won't take long as we get ready for the bread and blood of the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning in verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. Thank you. And when he had given thanks, thank you. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged." We take a few moments to examine our own hearts. And if there's anything between you and the Lord that needs to be taken care of yet, do so during this time. We're going to pause for just a few moments. If you have a relational difficulty with anybody in this room, take care of it prior to taking communion. The Bible says, leave your gift at the altar, go and make it right. If you have a relational difficulty with somebody that you have tried to make things right with and they won't let you make it right, then you have to have a free heart before the Lord, knowing you've done what God has called you to do. Above all, take communion, celebrate in the body and in the blood of our Lord and in his provision to us. We'll pause for just a few moments. Is there anyone yet who needs to receive the elements? Father, we thank you for your mercy, your power, your grace, your impartation. Lord, we thank you for your Holy Spirit so involved with us. Thank you that your body was broken for us. By your stripes we're healed. And Lord, part of that covenant provision on the cross was your healing power. This morning, as we participate in receiving your bread, your body, we receive healing power in fresh ways. We receive your life, your spirit, your ministry. Lord, we do this in remembrance of you. Let's participate together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And Father, we thank you for the fruit of the vine. We thank you that your blood was shed, that the covenant was ratified by the precious blood of Jesus, the power of that cleansing blood. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for saying yes. And as we do this morning, as we participate in remembrance of you. Thank you, Lord, for everything that you have done. Let's participate together. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, O God. We worship and praise your name. You are worthy, worthy of our praise. And how we give you thanks, Lord.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
How we give you thanks.